one to open it. I did as I was told, and opened the door. Beyond it lay a large room. It seemed to be part of a suite of rooms in an old-fashioned hotel. The ceiling was high, and from it hung an old-fashioned chandelier. The chandelier was not lit. A small wall lamp gave off a gloomy light, the only source of illumination in the room. The curtains were closed tight.
"If it's whiskey you want, Mr. Okada," said the faceless man, "we have plenty. Tati Sark, wasn't it? Drink as much as you like."
He pointed to a cabinet beside the door, then closed the door silently, leaving me alone. I stood in the middle of the room for a long time, wondering what to do. A large oil painting hung on the wall. It was a picture of a river. I looked at it for a while, hoping to calm myself down. The moon was up over the river. Its light fell faintly on the opposite shore, but so very faintly that I could not make out the scenery there. It was all vague outlines running together. Soon I felt a strong craving for whiskey. I thought I would open the cabinet and take a drink, as suggested by the faceless man. But the cabinet would not open. What looked like doors were actually well-made imitations of doors. I tried pushing and pulling on the various protruding parts, but the cabinet remained firmly shut.
"It's not easy to open, Mr. Okada," said Krita Kano.
I realized she was standing there, and in her early 60s outfit.
"Some time must go by before it will open. Today is out of the question. You might as well give up."
As I watched, she shed her clothes as easily as opening a pea pod and stood naked before me, without warning or explanation.
"We have so little time, Mr. Okada. Let's finish this as quickly as possible. I am sorry for the rush, but I have my reasons. Just getting here was hard enough."
Then she came up to me, opened my fly, and as if it were the most natural thing in the world, took out my penis. Lowering her eyes with their false lashes, she enclosed my penis with her mouth. Her mouth was far larger than I had imagined. Inside, I immediately came erect. When she moved her tongue, the curled ends of her hair trembled as in a gentle breeze, caressing my thighs. All I could see was her hair and her false eyelashes. I sat on the bed, and she went down on her knees, her face buried in my crotch. "Stop it," I said. "Noboru Wataya will be here any minute. I don't want to see him here." Krita Kano took her mouth from my penis and said,
"Don't worry. We have plenty of time. For this, at least."
She ran the tip of her tongue over my penis. I didn't want to come, but there was no way of stopping it. I felt as if it were being sucked out of me. Her lips and tongue held onto me like slippery life forms. I came. I opened my eyes. Terrific. I went to the bathroom, washed my soiled underpants and took a hot shower, washing myself with care to get rid of the sticky sensations of the dream. How many years it had been since my last wet dream? I tried to recall exactly, but couldn't. It had been so long. I stepped out of the shower and was still drying myself when the phone rang. It was Kumiko. Having just had a wet dream over another woman, I felt a little tense speaking with her.
"Your voice is strange," she said. "What's wrong?"
Her sensitivity to such things was frightening.
"Nothing," I said. "I was dozing. You woke me up." "Oh, really?" she said.
I could feel her suspicion coming through the earpiece, which made me all the more tense.
"Anyway, sorry, but I'm going to be a little late today,"
Kumiko said.
"Maybe as late as 9, so I'll eat out." "That's okay," I said. "I'll find something for myself. Don't worry." "I really am sorry," she said. It sounded like an afterthought. There was a pause, and then she hung up.
I looked at the receiver for a few seconds. Then I went to the kitchen and peeled an apple. In the 6 years since I had married Kumiko, I had never slept with another woman, which is not to say that I never felt the desire for another woman or never had the chance, just that I had never pursued it when the opportunity arose. I can't explain why exactly, but it probably has something to do with life's priorities.
I did once happen to spend the night with another woman. She was someone I liked, and I knew she would have slept with me, but finally I